You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on a midweek Wednesday in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass. We're going to have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way here in just a few minutes. And looking forward to that. If you have a question about your game for our Caddy Smack professional, Brian Haas, get that ready to go at 319-366-1600. You can go ahead and at any time text that to us. Or if you just want to give us a call later on, you can do that at 319-366-1600. So we will talk a lot of golf with you here on the program today. Presented by DePaco Community Credit Union each and every day at 3 o'clock here on KGYM. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DePaco.com. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. On the day after the All-Star game, we'll touch upon that here at the beginning of the program and more here as we get through a Wednesday that started off with some liquid gold coming down from the heavens today. And everybody appreciated a little rain coming down this morning, and maybe we'll get some in the next couple days as well. Mark, good afternoon, and how are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone. Isaac, if Brian is there, everyone out there. Yep, we'll talk about the All-Star game, such as it was. And Caddy Smack, still golf season.
For a long time. It's golf season. It is golf season. And we'll have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a few minutes as well. Again, 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in here today on the Gym Class program as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Start things off with the All-Star game last night. The National League finally getting a victory, snapping a long losing streak. Getting that victory 3-2 with a late home run from maybe one of the more unlikely sources, if you had to choose one for either squad last night. But it was a game. It wasn't the most exciting game in the world, Mark, but it was filled with a lot of very good defensive plays, especially in the outfield. It was a game that was it was played in the twilight in Seattle. You can't really, unless you start the game at 9:30, you're not going to avoid that. And certainly that was not going to happen. So you knew the shadows were going to play a part of it. You knew that the sunlight and the twilight was going to play a part of it. And you put all those factors together and pretty good pitching as well. And that's how we got a 3-2 game last night.
We did. And probably one of the most unlikely heroes, and just look down the list of All-Star Game MVPs, he's going to be one of the anonymous ones, I would guess, going forward. But Elias Diaz, Colorado Rockies player, 2-run homer to win it. By and large, it was okay. You know, the pitching, as you would expect, kind of dominated for most of the game.
Yeah, Elias Diaz with the game-winning home run. Could have been a 4-2 game, but there was a home run overturned, as it should have been. I thought when it was first hit, I said, that's foul, isn't it? Took a look, and of course, that got overturned. But yeah, Diaz with the home run, and a Colorado Rocky is the All-Star Game MVP. Did not think that was going to happen, but hey, great job by Diaz. Good story at the age of 32. First-time All-Star, veteran catcher for the Colorado Rockies. And like I said, I don't think anybody came up with that one as the MVP. Unless you did, Isaac. Did you come up with that one?
No, I did not.
Okay. That wasn't your guy.
Well, it makes sense to pick a non-starter, right? Because so many of these games are decided in the late innings. Good to see Cedar Rapids own Mitch Keller.
Yep.
Get an inning. He did allow a home run to Yandy Diaz, but then got three outs after that. I thought it was good.
Yeah, great to see him get in there. I thought there was a chance that he would get in there, being his bullpen day. You know, instead of throwing the bullpen, you might as well go in and, you know, get some pitches in there at your first All-Star game. And that is exactly what happened for Mitch last night. And it was a quick inning, though. They didn't have much of a chance to talk about Mitch Keller on the broadcast. Got in, first guy hits a home run, and then three quick outs after that. Did mention the fact he's having a very good season for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That was about all that they got in before the half inning ended, and that was it for Mitch. But he goes into the second half, by the way, with 9 wins, ERA just a little over 3, and 129 strikeouts for the third-year right-hander out of Cedar Rapids. So great to see Mitch. Did you see him walk on the red carpet? Did you see Owen Sebring of Iowa's News Channel had that video last night he got from some friends in Seattle? Did you see the red carpet walk by Mitch Keller last night?
I'm not into red carpet walks.
I didn't know there was such a thing. To be brutally honest with you, I didn't know. Isaac, did you know there was red carpet walks in baseball?
I did not. That was very interesting to see, yeah.
Mom and Dad were there. Brother John. John kind of patted him. I don't think it was a pat. He socked him on the butt as he went by. Said everyone was giving him a hard time. Yeah, I did that. Kind of interesting to see. Yeah, as far as All-Star games, not going to go down as the most exciting of all time, but like I said, there were moments of it. And Seattle, I think, did a good... The two things I want to see change, number one, please bring back the uniforms for your team. Please, 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 after those teal and black disasters last night. I want to see that happen. And I get it. I understand having the kids line up and the players coming in from the bullpen. But give me old school lining up on the first and third base lines and tipping her cap and introducing, you know, getting introduced to the crowd. Give me those two things. It's Scott being a fuddy-duddy part two today.
No, I don't think so. I agree with you. Maybe I'm in that category as well. I'm going to add one more thing.
Okay.
Major League Baseball needs to figure out how to solve extra innings in the All-Star game. Now, the announcers claim, oh, everybody wants to see a home run derby to settle the All-Star game. I didn't. And I don't want it to end after 9 innings, Bud Selig. Just play it like you do during the regular season. It's only going to be another 15 minutes to a half an hour. By the way, in a home run derby, who's the winner and losing pitcher?
I have no idea. Who's ever the batting practice pitcher for the Seattle Mariners or whomever is going out there for the National League, I guess, would be the way it goes.
You want to see a derby?
No, we saw it Monday. Yeah. Oh, by the way, just for fun, before we get to Mark and an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update, Isaac is laughing because you know where I'm going with this, aren't you? You do know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, it is a... I don't want to say you called it, but you predicted just a little bit what might happen to your guy Robert there.
It is unbelievable. I was kidding around with Spencer. We always talk when we go from his show to our show. And I said, seeing how the White Sox season's going to go, Robert's going to take a swing and going to tear some rib cartilage or something like that. I wasn't right with that, but he hurt himself in the home run derby. Could not play last night. Is day-to-day. X-rays were negative, et cetera, et cetera. This could only happen to the Chicago White Sox in 2023, where the lone All-Star representative, Isaac's still laughing, gets hurt in the All-Star Game Home Run Derby.
Ah, he'll be fine, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be great. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class. It is Caddy Smack in the Gym Class, and we're going to talk some golf with you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And we'll do that after we throw it to Mark for his daily Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're open at 4 o'clock. And we invite you to stop on by. Thanks to Jamie, Chris, Dave, everybody, and the entire crew over at Emil's. What do we have today?
Former Iowa State star Ashley Jones of Iowa City. Today was named the Big 12 Conference Female Athlete of the Year. Quite an honor for Ashley. The semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the seniors division has been announced. It includes Roger Craig out of Davenport. Boy, what a running back he was. Keaton Anthony and Will Christopherson of Iowa baseball went undrafted, but Anthony has signed with the Phillies and Christopherson with the Angels. And today, Coach Fran McCaffrey's son, Jack, was cited for his involvement in a May 22nd incident, a vehicle crash, pedestrian accident in Iowa City. He was cited for a misdemeanor, failure to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk. In a statement distributed by McCaffrey's lawyers, it said, investigators have told us it was an unavoidable accident with no evidence to suggest distracted driving. The pedestrian who was jogging at the time of the accident was waved in front of our son's passing vehicle by the driver of another vehicle.
Yeah, sad situation. Very, very sad situation right there. Also today, the players for Big Ten Media Day were announced, the three for each team. Yes, before you ask, Northwestern is bringing three players with them to Indianapolis. For the Iowa Hawkeyes, going to Indianapolis will be Cooper DeJean, along with Luke Lachey and Noah Shannon. They will be there along with Kirk Ferentz in Indianapolis. So there you go. Thank you for that Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, Mark. 317. And we will take a break. Come back. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We will talk golf with you here for a Wednesday. And we'll get to it right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And after beneficial rainfall, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the day. Temperatures will attempt to climb toward 80 degrees this afternoon. Later tonight, we'll have a partly cloudy skies. Temperatures drop down into the mid-60s. Tomorrow will be sunny and dry with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. We are going to have the chance for a few scattered showers and storms on Friday. Temperatures stay in the 80s and then we'll be dry with 80s for the weekend. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere.
Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million. Make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts. Or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all.
$14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Back on Gym Class 320 here on KGYM as we get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, our every other week dive into the world of golf. And we are very happy once again to be joined by Brian Haas here in studio from Lake House Sports. And we'll let you know about that coming up in just a little bit. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Whoop, I got the wrong, there you go.
There
try
you
that.
Go. I'm doing well.
All right. Little practice round today, or in the last couple days anyway. You're getting ready for the section championship.
Yep, starting to play a little bit, practice a little bit. I practiced a little bit last night as well, hit some balls, and a little bit of putting today with this bad weather. So I got to go to the indoor facility and hit a few putts today, and just getting ready to maybe make a run at being that qualifier for the John Deere next year.
There you go. There you go. And bad weather, but I tell you what, superintendents loved this today.
They needed it. You know, a lot of the courses that I've been around lately, they look great, right? They're doing a good job pulling hoses and running their systems that they have. And you can see their ponds are down and they're not draining their wells, but, you know, their wells are working overtime. So this rain was well needed and is exciting for the superintendents out there.
Hopefully get a couple more of them coming down the line here in the next few days or so. And again, if you have a question for Brian, go ahead and get it to us at 319-366-1600 about your game, 319-366-1600, and we will we'll field those questions and talk some golf coming up here in just a little bit. But we are very happy to have, I believe for the second time, on with us here on Caddy Smack. Our special guest, Alex Shockey, joining us here on a Wednesday here in Eastern Iowa, the former Hawkeye, and now I would assume back a resident of Omaha, Nebraska, once again, who was, of course, in the field for the United States Open at the Los Angeles Country Club just a few weeks ago. And Alex, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate that.
You bet. And it's been a few weeks now. You've had a chance to let the whole situation and the whole experience sink in a little bit. And looking back on it, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. Like you said, it's been a couple weeks, and I've played a few tournaments since then, and there's a little bit of a different feel to the tournaments that I've played in that have been around kind of the Midwest and being in Los Angeles, but the Open was awesome. I mean, to be out there with, you know, the best players in the world is a different feeling in itself. And then you get on, you know, the golf course is just very difficult and all this. It really is just completely different than any, you know, tournament or professional event that I've ever played. So it was really cool. I had a great experience. My whole family was there to, you know, represent University of Iowa and Omaha, Nebraska. It was really awesome. And I was fortunate to, make it through that playoff and get there. So I had a really good time.
And Carson, Alex, what was the absolute highlight in terms of meeting a fellow player, maybe the range, maybe a practice round, maybe during the tournament?
Yeah, so actually, it's not even about me on this. So my caddy's son came and stayed with us for the week, and I had some pretty special passes to get them in, like, player hospitality. And he's a pretty outspoken kid, and we'll go up to anybody. He's 15 years old. So Rory was in the player hospitality grabbing some food, and he runs up to Rory and was like, hey, like, I entered your your Instagram sweepstakes thing to try to get the signed TaylorMade bag from you and the Elk driver. What do you think? Like, what do you think my chances are of getting that? And he kind of like was like, oh, like, you know, keep your eyes open. Like, you know, you should be hearing about it, you know, in the next couple of days. Then like 5 minutes later, Rory's agent came over to the table we were all sitting at and was like, hey, were you the one that asked Rory about the TaylorMade bag? He's like, yeah. And he's like, well, we can't purposely rig the raffle, but we'll send you a signed TaylorMade bag to your house. So, and he like started, you know, crying, and Rory's his favorite player. So that was like one of the coolest things. And then Rory came over to our table and we went and introduced ourselves. He's an awesome guy. So that was like probably the coolest moment that I was a part of there.
So Carson was on your bag for the playoff and the qualifying. He wasn't on your bag at LA.
He actually wasn't even on the bag in Springfield for the qualifying. He wasn't on my bag in LA either. I actually pushed my bag the 44 holes that I played at sectional qualifying, which was kind of tough, but I did it.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. I just thought he was on your bag for whatever reason. So that's amazing, because that's a good hike.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought I was only going to play 30. You know, I got done with my round, and then the playoff didn't start for another hour and a half after. So I, you know, my legs were, you know, already thought that they were done for the day, and then I had to go out there for another couple hours.
Crazy. Great. Well, and that's a great story in itself, because as people that follow golf know, you were involved in an 8-hole playoff to even qualify to get to LA Country Club, and well chronicled. How dark was it at the finish? And kind of tell us, because that is a, of all the nervous grinding things in golf, that had to be chief among them, right?
Yeah, it was nerve wracking. I mean, when it comes to a certain point where like you can't really be nervous though, because like you're there for like one reason, and then you're almost like, as many holes as we played, we kind of like got into like a new round and got into like a new rhythm of things. So you just kind of like forget about everything and the nerves kind of go away pretty quick. But I would say that there was no chance of us playing another hole after that last one, because it was so dark. There was no way we're going to be able to see our ball in the air.
Alex, how tough was the U.S. Open course? You didn't make any birdies the first round. You made three in the second round, better round. Can you describe how tough that golf course was?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a traditional U.S. Open style setup where it was, you know, skinny fairways, tight fairways, and long rough. The rough was long, but they gave you a little bit of freedom off the tee. And so, yeah, I mean, you step up on it's just. I guess the difference is it's just a little more intimidating than it is than other golf courses. I mean, you step up on the tee and the sign says it's like a 540-yard par four, and you're like, that's a lot different than what I've played in my life. But, yeah, the course was tough. I mean, if you hit it in the rough, it was basically a pitch out, and you just had to get it back in the fairway. But, I mean, like I said, they gave you some room to hit it, and then the course was awesome. I mean, it's one of my favorite courses that I've ever played, and the whole experience was great. But yeah, everything kind of tuned into making it kind of tough with all the fans and stuff like that, and it just being a U.S. Open in general.
Yeah. Alex Shockey joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. I'm KGYM at 329 here in Eastern Iowa. And what was it like? First round, you had to wait all day. I think you may have even hit the last tee shot of the first round. It couldn't have been real good for the nerves just to sit around and just think about it and watch earlier in the day. How did you kind of handle that first day?
Yeah, I mean, I really wish I would have went out early the first day, because I would have got going. And you're right, I was the last one to hit my group, and I was the last person. I was the last group. So, but yeah, I actually watched, you know, some of it on TV in the morning. Got a little bit more information about the course, see what some guys are doing on some of the holes. But I don't know. I mean, I just kind of did what I usually do, and obviously I wanted to be out there. And I actually got out there way too early because I was just so anxious to get there, and that might have affected me a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's so cool just to be there. But I didn't really do much other than just, you know, think about golf and thinking about that first tee shot.
Alex, what's in store for you the rest of the summer?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
What's in store for you the rest of the summer?
Yeah, I actually have the Iowa swing of tournaments coming up. So the Waterloo Open is here in a week and a half or so. And then the Cedar Rapids, the Greater Cedar Rapids Open is just shortly after that. And then I actually signed up for the Iowa Open. I'm on the wait list for that, but hopefully I can get in. And so those are three really good tournaments in a row, you know, around the Iowa area, around where I went to school and where I have some family that can go out and try to make some money and play some good golf. So, you know, it's all about staying competitive in the summer. And those tournaments are, you know, some of my favorite ones to play in. So that's about the gist of the rest of my summer, other than a few things after that.
I got to ask you, on the golf course, first of all, the golf course, it's situated in the middle of the maybe some of the most prime real estate in all of Southern California and all of the United States. You know, what was it like playing basically in Beverly Hills and in Hollywood and the like, and even getting to the golf course? Some people were talking about for the U.S. Open week anyway was as difficult as the golf course was.
He means the Playboy Mansion.
Oh no, Alex. I haven't even asked about the peacocks and the monkeys yet.
Oh yeah, well, so that's what I was going to talk about. So, first time I played the golf course, you know, you know the Playboy Mansion's up on the 14th tee box, and you're playing down 13, and you're like so excited to like maybe see it, but like you can't see it at all. It's so like blocked off by like trees and bushes and vines and stuff on the fence, but you just hear these loud like yelping noises, and you're like, what is that? And then so no fans can get back to the 14th tee box where the house is, but all the players are, and some of the volunteers went down this trail that goes behind 14th tee box, and you look in the backyard and there's just a cage full of just monkeys that are just screaming so loud, and it was pretty cool to see. But and then you go down hole four, and Lionel Richie's house is over there to the right, and there's some pretty cool stars house on the golf course or around the golf course that you hear about. And yeah, it felt like it was in Los Angeles, that's for sure.
A little episode of Star Search.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Oh man. So game in good shape right now, obviously, getting the end of the U.S. Open and you feel good about the rest of the year?
Yeah, I do feel really good. I feel like my game's really good right now. You know, I've been working really hard on it. I worked really hard over the winter down in Arizona with my brother, and yeah, I feel like we're in a good spot right now. We got a few more tournaments this summer, and hopefully, just trying to put a good end to it, and hopefully play some more golf and continue it through the next few years, and get to the dream of being on the PGA Tour. So.
Yeah, very good. And Carson's game in good shape as well?
He is also playing very good, yes. He's sitting right next to me right now listening to me talk to you guys. So, yeah, his game is very good too.
Awesome. And, well, who, you know, you have friendly wagers when you go out and play, brotherly wagers like that?
I don't know about how friendly.
Well,
yeah, it's not friendly. It's definitely not friendly. But, yeah, we've Carson and I are actually one of those, you know, two of those people that don't actually have to go out and play golf for money to keep it competitive, because we're so competitive with each other. So, you know, that's a good thing about us. I mean, we just go out and, you know, whether it's just, you know, for dinner or nothing at all, I mean, it's just as competitive if we're playing for thousands of dollars. So that's something that I love, you know, playing with Carson, and, it's made me a better player, and hopefully it's made him a better player too. I mean, he's played great, and it's been helping me a lot too.
So do you two keep a lifetime track of who's ahead?
We have not kept lifetime track. You know, that maybe we'll start now, because the
There you go.
The question of who's the better player, it gets pretty awkward these days.
I bet. Yeah, start the lifetime tracking. It can be my fault.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get lifetime bragging rights, and whoever's up on that lifetime list can just say that they're better.
Good. Okay. Is Carson coming for the I call it the trilogy, the Waterloo, the Cedar Rapids, and the Iowa as well?
Yes. Yeah, he is. We're all signed up. We're both signed up for that, and I think a bunch of other Hawkeye alumni are signed up for that. A bunch of my friends too. So it
awesome.
Should be good.
I love seeing everybody back. It's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited.
And dropping by Coach Stith, I'm sure, and saying hi to everybody down in Iowa City, right?
Oh yeah. I go back to Iowa City way more than I like to admit. So. Yeah, I love going back to Finkbine. Finkbine's one of my favorite courses, and it really tests your game in a way that's different than a lot of other courses, and you know, it gets you right if you're playing well.
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. Well, great stuff, Alex. Appreciate it. Did you ever get to see the little NBC piece they did on you? I wanted to ask you that.
I didn't.
Oh.
I did not see it.
Yeah, it was really good. So they kind of covered, well, they didn't kind of, they covered your playoff.
Yep.
Right before you hit the first ball off the first tee as the last player
to
hit a ball.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, it was very good.
I did hear about that.
Very good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go find it. It's good.
I will go find it. I had many people tell me that they saw it, and that was pretty cool, but I never looked it up or anything. So I'll go do that.
All right. Well, best of luck. Thanks for the time. And to both you and Carson, have a great Waterloo Open. Maybe we'll see you out at Hunter's Ridge for the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. And keep up the great golf.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it so much.
All right. Thank you. Alex Shockey joining us here on this Wednesday edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great young man. Out there is, you know, you've worked with Alex and Carson both.
Yeah, with their equipment mostly when they were Hawkeyes, and both are Titleist guys. And they're just top notch gentlemen.
And now they're going to keep track of all of their stats and who's going to be ahead.
I love that. That's my fault.
And it's pretty much all Brian's fault.
That'll be good.
It will be. 3:37 here on the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM. If you have a question about your game, go ahead and get it to us at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You can also give us a call, and Isaac will get your information. And again, that is 319-366-1600. As we get ready for, it's Lynx season officially.
I know, that's exciting.
With the Scottish Open starting tomorrow. Of course, we had the JDC last week, and then the Open Championship after that. But most everybody is across the pond now, getting ready. Not that the Scottish Open is not a big event, and it's a co-event between the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour,
right?
Which is an interesting dynamic in its own right. And then you go right into Royal Liverpool. They used to call it Hoylake. Now it's Royal Liverpool. So I'm not sure exactly why that changed.
I think that's the way I know it, is Royal Liverpool. But I like, too, that right after the John Deere, that any of the players that do get to go over have a two-week kind of process to get to the Open. So that I like that space that they have now.
I do, too. I do, too. John Deere Classic last week was Sepp Straka, 62, which could have been a 60, which could have been a 59, but he still won.
That right. I think, he had to do what he had to do there, right, to shoot the 59. I did not see him play the last hole, so I didn't see it. So I don't know if he hit it left or he hit it right.
He overhooked it.
Oh, so he went left, yeah. So then it's hard to avoid that pond then. From that side, it's really difficult to get a ball up onto that green. You almost have to lay out in front.
Still a very good John Deere Classic.
Great playing, yes.
Had by all, and usually good scores there, and that wasn't any different this year.
Right.
And the section representative was there as well. Didn't perform, I know, as well as he would have liked, but still it was good to see Jay there.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, for a club professional like Jay that works day in and day out. I know I've been to his club many times, and I played in the pro-am that they had here just a couple weeks back. And you know, he's working, and so to be able to go out and enjoy a moment on the tour, you know, with the best of the best, you know, it's a lot of pressure on Jay. Even though on a day-to-day basis, if we went out to the range or played nine holes together, he hits it just as good as they do, just maybe not quite as consistently.
Brian, I don't know how much you caught of the U.S. Women's Open. Certainly great to see it at Pebble Beach. Extremely good purse. I want to ask you about Allison Corpuz, who probably wasn't on anybody's radar going in, but she was so focused, so very good at her execution. You know, when they say you're in a zone, I think she was.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that when it's your time, it's your time. And when it all comes together like that, nothing can get in your way. And, you know, that's just fun to watch. Every player at their own level has had that round of golf, even the bogey golfer. And they get those that time when the bogey golfer, you know, maybe shoots 9 over instead of 18 over and just has that phenomenal round and really nothing could get in their way. That's what she did. And those are fun days.
And they seemingly, A, they don't come nearly as often as they should. And B, they're kind of surreal because the ball is just going where you want it to.
It happens. Yeah.
And it just is, it's the craziest. I can't even describe the feeling because it just happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had some good rounds lately, in the middle 60s and I couldn't get out of my own way if I wanted to. It was just, that was just going to happen that day.
Yeah. I would agree. Couple of questions coming down the line here. Again, if you have one, 319-366-1600. Speaking of the mental side of the game, our friend Ralph asking, interested to know what you do in your backswing when things don't feel right. What do you do? Swing slower, stop in your backswing. Do not do that. I don't recommend that.
I wouldn't either.
Or go whole hog and hope for the best. Struggling with the mental side of the game.
Close your eyes and swing hard.
And hope.
You know, really, if you're feeling off and awkward, I think the best thing you can do is get more target oriented and allow your natural abilities to take over, because since we're little, most of us have thrown a ball, you know, whether it was in gym class or with your parents or, you know, however you did that, we all have that capability of throwing the ball to our target. And really, we have to simplify that in golf and really look at, we're throwing the club head toward our target and get yourself really focused, target-oriented, and work that way. So that, a lot of times that takes a lot of that other extra thoughts out of play.
Yeah. And golf is mental.
It is. So the hardest game there is.
It comes down, I know you talk about PGA all the time.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, too. I've had some really good players come in lately, and they've all been posture and alignment. And that's what threw them off. Mm-hmm. Good swings. They already had good golf swings, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong, and they just weren't aimed at their target, and their posture was off.
As you often say, that's a great shot. You hit it right where you were aimed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, that's not where you should be aimed, but you know, you can work on that a little bit. Posture, grip, and alignment, by the way.
Yes, yeah. And gap, a lot of players use gap, grip first, mm-hmm. and then alignment and posture. But whatever direction you go into that, those three pieces are so key to getting your swing going in the right direction.
Yeah. Maybe a little tongue-in-cheek question from 8532. When is the last time any of you mini-golfed?
Wow, I have. Well, if you consider me putting indoors today, that felt a little mini golfish.
We all do that.
Yeah,
we all do that.
I haven't played mini golf in probably 3 to 4 years, somewhere in that range.
They played mini pines today, so they were just wondering.
Yeah.
I will say this in all truthfulness. Now, we play mini golf like on vacations and things like that.
Right.
So, probably last year. Was the last time. You can learn some things, and there are pros that have also said they've gone mini golfing with their kids and their family,
and just being there, not thinking about it, something clicks.
Yeah, and you learn a lot about yourself, because there's times on a golf course I think about a golf course and something I don't like about it, and I think, is that a clown's nose or is that a windmill? And, you know, there's some obstacle in the golf course that really shouldn't be there. And, you know, a tree in the middle of a fairway kind of thing. So, yes, I mean, just you have to think past those obstacles and make your stroke, and you're right. Mini golf can't hurt you, that's for sure.
How come you can make every 10-footer in mini golf, but you can't make nearly as many in real golf?
Because we just have to beat our friends that aren't golfers.
Isaac, do you mini golf?
I'm pretty good at mini golf. I'll put myself up against you. Okay. On mini golf.
Ooh.
Regular golf, I don't know about.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
The gauntlet's been thrown down, Mark.
I heard a challenge.
I always try to find a way to get it in one in mini golf. I think there's always a way at any mini golf course to get it in one.
Yeah. Like I said, you can learn things about your putting stroke.
That might have to be a recorded Caddy Smack show.
There you go. Caddy Smack on location. We'll see if we can get that all taken care of. All right, 3:46. We'll take a break, come back, and more of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Again, if you have a question, 319-366-1600 for your game. If you're looking for some help, Brian will give you some advice. So we'll come back and talk some more golf with you right after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You can start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now's the time. Go to mycomputercareer.edu.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back on the Gym Class 3:48 here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, Isaac, Brian Haas joining us here in studio. And if you have a question for Brian, get it to us on the text line at 319-366-1600 about your game, how Brian can help you out with some sage golf advice here from Lake House Sports. And we'll talk about that coming up before 4 o'clock here today. And off the course, we need to address this a little bit because we said we would yesterday when we were previewing Caddy Smack. Not very often you get golfers and members of the PGA Tour, as well as I think members of the DP World Tour, et cetera, on Capitol Hill, but that's what we have right now. Senate hearings on the agreement between the PGA Tour, Live, the Public Investment Fund, and the DP World Tour, which obviously the PGA Tour is involved with right there. But some interesting things coming out yesterday, namely that in the original plan or the original first draft of getting these sides together, it was going to be the two most outspoken golfers on the PGA Tour allegedly going to play LIV events and be captains of LIV golf teams. That would be Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Again, that's the report that came out yesterday.
That's crazy.
I just can't see either one of those two doing that, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean, the team game is at the youth level now and has been for a while. And so they're going to grow up in the team game. So to put a Rory and a Tiger in the team game scenario, the kids that are playing in the PGA Junior League right now have something to look up to. And so I can see it. It's crazy that it's all happening because we thought none of this would ever happen, and it did. But at the same time, I see a bigger picture in the sense that we're already playing PGA Junior League. And that is where these kids are coming from to play. They're going to be our next tour players. And they've been doing this for years already. So I see it. I can see it. And maybe it's not Tiger and Rory. Maybe it's somebody else. But I think we're heading that way.
Guys, well, interesting. I watched some of the hearings. And I think it's a waste of time based on so many other things going on in our country. The only authority that Congress has over golf is if they inquire and investigate antitrust.
Right, any monopolization.
There's not a damn thing they can do about any agreement between the PGA and the investment fund. You know, I think it's very interesting. I think the PGA Tour had to do what it did. And the main thing now is getting the policy board and the membership on board.
Right.
It is. And I don't know if you guys saw Xander Schauffele in his press conference earlier today over in Scotland before the Scottish Open, which starts tomorrow morning. And, you know, basically saying that they have to, Jay Monahan has to earn the trust of the players once again.
Right, that's lost.
Yeah, on the PGA Tour. There's still many questions out there. We still don't have a 2024 schedule yet for any of the tours. We don't know what the PGA Tour schedule is going to look like. DP World Tour, we know there are going to be events. Most of them are going to be, you know, nothing, not a whole lot's going to change. In fact, John Deere Classic signed a three-year deal during the tournament week last week to extend their sponsorship with John Deere. So that goes through, I think 29 now, which is good news
right
for the Quad Cities. But we don't know anything yet, which is crazy.
It's going to be interesting. I think we're going to see some sort of schedule that we've never seen before. It's just going to be different.
It is.
I think a lot of the distrust is the way it all unfolded, kind of in a shroud of secrecy. And so many of the players need more information, and it needs to be forthcoming pretty soon.
I agree, because, you know, like you're saying, Mark, way at the beginning, you know, the commissioner was saying, you know, we're never going to let these players play. This is not us. You know, we're not going that direction. If they leave, they're gone. And then he makes a deal with them. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to trust him again.
Yeah, and that's what pretty much the players, to a man, have said so far. Next time we get together, the Open Championship will be in the books.
Yeah.
How about that? Really looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun. It's different golf. If you've never done it before, we have courses in America that we say are links courses. They're not true links courses unless you've been to like Shinnecock, the Golf Links of America, right along the unless you're right along the ocean, it's
Whistling gets close.
Whistling is close because obviously Lake Michigan is
has a little bit of that same feel. Yeah,
Bandon over in Oregon.
And really, the reality too is the firmness that they play. and how firm those fairways can get at times. It's not that they don't get rain over there, they do, but typically at the time of the Open, it is really dry and not a lot of hold. You know, everything's firm and fast and bouncing out. It's a different style of play.
It's just different golf, yeah. Period.
And a lot more like when I was a kid when the watering systems weren't as good as they are now.
No. Yeah. Or there weren't any watering systems.
Or there wasn't, right. At best, they were on the greens and the tee boxes, and some places maybe only even the greens.
I still remember Mark, you probably remember this as well, because it was in the Gazette that kind of sad, tongue-in-cheek, a terrific picture over Gardner Golf Course when the only green spots were the tees and the greens. Do you remember that in the paper? That's been many years ago.
I do, and even at that, you needed a mini hammer to knock your tee in.
Your tee in the ground, yeah. We were practicing just the other day on an outdoor practice range, and the practice range tee was pretty firm.
Yeah. It takes a little bit to get that in there. I won't ask for official Open Championship picks at this time, because it's 2 weeks out. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, they can find a game and lose a game that fast.
Very fast. Yeah. But it would be interesting. By the way, watch out for Ludvig Åberg.
Wow.
That guy, I mean, not so much for the Open Championship, but the way he played at the Deer.
Yeah?
He's a superstar in the making.
I'm impressed that you could say his name. I wasn't even going to attempt it.
The former Texas Tech Red Raider, the number one college player, and he got a full exemption onto the PGA Tour being the number one college player. So
what a great ad. What a great addition to the PGA Tour. I think that's one of the best things they've done so far.
And congratulations to Bernhard Langer, since we had Caddy Smack last. He won the U.S. Senior Open. He broke the record for wins on that tour with Hale Irwin with 46, and he's still going strong at age 66.
Yeah, and one of my favorite interviews from how many years back, probably closer at the beginning, so maybe 9 years ago or so, I had that long interview with Bernhard at the senior event in Des Moines, and he spent a lot of time with me. He was a really great, nice gentleman, you know, and so I'm excited for him.
What a great golfer. Very underrated golfer for sure. And, Brian, thanks as always. LakeHouseSports.com.
Yeah, in Coralville, and we have our facility right there in Coralville, just north of the mall there, and then I also have a lease at Saddleback in Solon, where we have the outdoor practice area, and off and running.
Off and running, indeed. And we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. Best of luck at the section qualifying and section tournament.
Yeah, section championships of the qualifiers there. I think it's typically about five, and they get put into the National Professional Championship. And then obviously from that event, the top, I believe it's 20, make it into the PGA Championship.
Yeah. Well, if you make it, you need a caddy. Let me know. I'm read greens, man.
I love it.
I can read them. Tomorrow, we will have for you on the Gym Class, Jeff Linder of the Gazette is going to join us. We'll preview the state softball tournament. The fields are set for that, and looking forward to that. We'll also talk about this year's Athletes of the Year, male and female Athletes of the Year. We'll do that coming up tomorrow with Jeff Linder of the Gazette. And today is the longest day in sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We could talk about golf at least, right?
That's right. The only thing going on today are the ESPYs, and that's, to me, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. Isaac is shaking his head a little bit as well. Best of luck to Caitlin Clark tonight as well, as she goes for ESPYs. And I think she's going to win a couple of them. All right, Mark, thanks. Brian, thanks. And Mark, we'll talk tomorrow.
You bet, boys. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the